Drought continues to blight large parts of Australia's eastern states. Some farmers thought that big rain that fell earlier this year in inland North Queensland could be their salvation. For some it was, but for others it was false hope. Tom Major reports.
It's a cool winter's day at Alistair Anderson's Ballater Station between Hughenden and Winton. Before drought, the property ran more than 1,000 head of cattle, but the effects of persistent dry conditions, then February's devastating flood, have slashed his already depleted herd.
You know, 500 cows in that time, and when you lose half of them, you've got to sort of just let it shake it off. You can't get too maudlin about it. You can't predict the weather, and that beat us this time. Those extreme winds and rain for weeks on end, just I think their bodies quit on them.
The rain brought optimism that lush paddocks of Mitchell grass would return to the district, but there's been minimal follow-up rain, so that means another tough year conserving the scant pasture that's left.
Yeah, well, I've got sufficient grass to keep the cattle that did survive, and plus the few I bought, and we'll just have to keep the females out of this weaner mob, build our herds again the next few years, provided wet seasons come. If we could order them, it'd be a lot easier.
Mayor Jane McNamara says it's been another season of heartbreak for many who pinned their hopes on summer rains.
Some of them had a little bit of rain and then the grasshoppers ate them out. So if it wasn't the drought that got them, well, the grasshoppers certainly did. So it's we need to be very mindful of that going forward.
Just 100 kilometres north, it's a very different story. On the other side of the Flinders Highway, the summer rainfall means the district is no longer drought declared, and graziers like Bill Bode are mustering young cattle.
Well, we've had now nearly up to our annual rainfall. I think we had 16 and a half inches all up. We had 8 inches in the big flood event, and it wasn't until the last two lots of 250 points or 70 mils that we got ourselves out of droughted area.
Solid rain means it's wet underfoot, even in the usually dry winter, and Bill Bode will have green grass all year. After 7 years drought declared, he can finally plan ahead.
Well, I believe I should be buying some cattle now to utilise the grass, otherwise it's just some. If I can, I'll buy some poor cattle, good frames, quite cheaply, I hope. I feel for my fellow graziers, but you've got to have money to keep going.
Flood-affected primary producers can apply for up to $400,000 in federal government grants.
That report from Tom Major.